you reconsider going up there to Marie Louise Island with me? I mean, now you haven't so much to lose. We can do a good job, I think, you and I. You know, back home, when I used to get in the jam, I used to go hunting. That's what I think I'll do now. Good hunting up there around Marie Louise. Jap carriers, cargo ships, troop ships. Big game. When I go up, what side of the island should I land on?
The south side.
Why?
There's a cove there and some rocks. I've sailed in behind there many times myself.
Could a submarine get in between those rocks without being observed?
If you know the right channel, yes.
And after I get there, what should I do?
You'll get in contact with former friends of mine, Basile and Iñaki. They will help us and I in the eels.
Us? Are you coming with me?
Of course. You are too young to be out alone. Come on, let's tell Captain Brackett.
Wait till I'm many years about this. The jump I'd have his skin.
This sort of jump I'd like to see. Come on.
Flying around in the air above the sky like a big swarm of bees. But the kept the Jack Evans occupied while I flew down and scooped him up the rubber boat. They thought this guy was a $90 million cruiser they're out to protect. There must have been 55, 60 planes, 62.
You're not far off, Adams. Hudson tells me this bin cost the Navy nearly $600,000.
$600,000?
What the hell are you so happy about?
Oh, I was just thinking about my own. Remember my uncle I was telling you about? He used to tell my old man I'd never be worth a dime. Can you imagine a guy?
Why did you do this, Billis? What would make a man do a thing like this?
Well, sir, a fellow has to keep moving. You know, you get kind of held in. If you're itching to take a trip to pick up a few souvenirs, you've got to kind of pawn in. If you got a picture.
How did you know about it?
Well, I didn't know about it exactly. It's when I heard Lieutenant Cable talk to that fellow at the bank. Right away, I knew something's in the air. A project. That's what I like, Captain. Projects. Don't you?
Billis, you've broken every goddamn regulation in the book. My God, Captain Brackett and I are going to throw it at you.
Sir, may I barge in? Well, my co-pilot watched this whole thing. He thinks this fellow, Billis, down there in the rubber boat with all those planes on it, caused a kind of, you know, diversion reaction while the Japs were busy shooting at the planes and at Billis. Well, on the other side of the island, the slug Silver sliding into the little cove, depositing Joe Cable and the Frenchman behind the rocks.
What the hell do you want me to do? Hit a map on this guy?
I don't want no medals, Captain. But I could use a little freak, a little room to swing around, if you know what I mean.
Get out of here.
Yes. Oh,
get out of here. Yes. Get the hell out of
yes,
here.
Yes, sir.
Well, Iron Belly, what would you have done? I'd have thrown him in the brig, and I will if I get the ghost of a chance.
And so we are here. This is our first chance to send news to you. We have made contact with former friends of mine. We have set up quarters in a mango tree. No room but a lovely view. First the weather. Then clouds over Bougainville, the Treasuries, Schwarzerhill, and New Georgia. We expect rain in these regions from 9 o'clock till 2 o'clock. Pardon? Oh, my friend Joe corrects me. Oh, 900 to 1400. And now our military expert, Joe. All you Navy Marine and Army pilots, right this turn. Surface craft, 19 troop barges heading down the bottleneck, speed about 11 knots. All to pass Bonica at about 2000 tonight, escorted by heavy warships. There ought to be somewhere tonight.
Oh, boy!
Where
the hell do you
think
you're going?
Well, I don't
want to
miss the takeoff tonight. We'll be going out in waves.
Sit down, Bill.
Fighters, Zeros, have moved in from Bougainville. Their course is approximately 23 degrees. We believe heavy bombers will follow.
Got that? Whoa, gentlemen. Joe and the Frenchman are sighting 20 surface craft heading southeast from Bella La Bella. Christmas is just 2 weeks away, so let's give those two characters a present. A beautiful view of no ships coming back.
Okay, that's not for me. Let's go!